We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov ben Vinichos Leo. We're in the Nedarim Perek Yud Mishnah Ches. Now we know from the Chumash it says Biyom Shamo Vim Biyom Shamo Isha Yoni Osa that the husband has the right to do Hafaras Nedarim of Biyom Shamo the day that he hears it. What does it mean? So there is an opinion in the Gemara that that means a full 24 hours Me'es La'es, but all that. But the halacha is not so. That we assume that you have until not until the next day at this time, but rather until it gets dark on that day. So there are times, whereas the Mishnah will see that you have the full 24 hours, or maybe if you took that edra now. The night before, and other times you have only a short period of time, a few minutes, a couple hours. If you took in the neder later in the day. So the Mishnah here says like this: Hafaras nedarim kol hayom. Hafaras nedarim can be done the entire day that the husband hears the neder until it gets dark. And yesh bedavar lahakil lahachmir. So regarding this, sometimes it's a kula, there's a leniency, and other times where we're more strict. Ketzad nadra b'leilei Shabbos. Let's say she takes the neder on Leil Shabbos, meaning the husband or the father heard the neder on Leil Shabbos on Friday, Yafir Belele Shabbos, Uviyama Shabbos, Achatechshach. So he has that full 24 hours. He, the whole Friday night, and the next day on Shabbos, he has the whole day. Why? Because you have the full day, because the day starts at night. And this is an example of where a Hafaras Nedarim is the Lekula, where he has a very long time to do so. Nadra, however, im chashecha, but let's say he heard the neder, the father, the husband, on Shabbos, very close to getting dark, mefer ad shalosh shalotechshach. He only has a short period of time. This is a chumrah, a very short period of time. You only have to dark until it gets dark. She'im chashecha, v'lo efer, if it got dark and he didn't nullify the neder, and Shabbos is over, so ein echal hafer. He can no longer do hafaras nedarim because the yom shamo has passed. Now, this is true of any day. Why do we mention Leilei Shabbos? So the Gemara says that to teach us that you are allowed to do Hafaras Nedarim on Shabbos. And that's even if the Neder is not Letzorach HaShabbos. But same thing comes to Yom Chol. It's also till it gets dark. But only Hafaras Nedarim is allowed on Shabbos, annulling the Nedarim by the father or the husband. And that's true, even if it's not a neder that relates to Shabbos. Obviously, the woman took a neder about not eating or something like that related to Shabbos. So that's certainly something that it can be made for. But let's say it's not related to Shabbos. Even that is allowed to be made for. But that's all hafaras nedarim. But hataras nedarim, going to a chacham or to a beis din of hataras nedarim, that's not allowed on Shabbos. Except for nedarim that are related to Shabbos, that somehow you need hataras nedarim in order to make for full mitzvah, something related to the relationship on Shabbos. And as we said, the difference between hataras nedarim and hataras nedarim. Hataras nedarim is where the chacham is okay the neder mei karol mafreya, and hafaras nedarim is where the father, the husband, is annulling the neder right now, so that it shouldn't be chal anymore mikano lahaba. And the Gemara even says, if let's say the Chacham used the language of hafara, annulling, which is not what he should be doing, or the Baal, let's say, used the language of hatara, which is also not correct, the neder is not mutar, it's not mufar, neither of them have been canceled, because they used the wrong language, as the Gemara in Daf Ayin Zayinim Bey says in Maseches Nedarim. Now, regarding this issue on Shabbos, interesting, the Bar Tanura says, based on the Gemara, that what he says is as follows. It says on Shabbos, Uvi Shabbos Yomar, a quote from the Bar Tanur, Yomar, Tali Achli, Tali Shasi, meaning I want you to eat. The Gemara in Zion and Beis says that we need a different procedure than we normally do during the week. He shouldn't say to his the husband shouldn't say to his wife on Shabbos, I'm made for your neder, I'm annulling your neder, the way he would do normally during the week, but rather he should say, take whatever you were prohibited upon you in your neder. Let's say this food, I want you to take it and eat it, or this drink, I want you to take it and drink it, and in that way the neder is automatically null and void. The Gemara then quotes an opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, where Rabbi Yochanan says that he has to do so belibo. He has to make sure that he nullifies this in his heart. What does it mean he nullifies in his heart? So the Rana understand Rabbi Yochanan, meaning that he has to, instead of saying it outright, but he has to think in his heart, whatever I normally say, this neder is annulled, this I made for this neder, he should be thinking that in his heart. Now that, very strange, because Gemara Daf Ayin Tes says it's not enough. You have to verbalize when it comes to Hafaras Nedarim. How is this acceptable to just to think about it? So the Ran also explains this. And he says that when to annul the neder is only not acceptable when you don't have any other intent, you have no indication of what the husband or the father means. But let's say in ours case, where he says to his, he says to the wife, oh, here, drink this drink or eat this food, which is a part of the neder. So then the hafaras nedarim in his head is going to be acceptable. Some say that Rabbi Yochanan meant that when he has to annul in his heart, doesn't really mean in his heart, it really means he has to say it, not completely mentally, he said it, but he whispers it. And the Rambam has another interpretation of this completely, where he says that a husband can, let's say, annul his wife's nedarim through what we normally call hafara. That's one method. But there's also bittul. Bittul is where we negate the neder, where he basically forces his wife to actively violate whatever it is she took upon herself. So she made a neder not to eat a certain food or drink a certain drink, and he forced her to eat it. So it's automatically canceled. And that's what we're saying when it comes to Shabbos. So on Shabbos, he should try to. He should cancel the nedarim through not the regular hafara, but rather through negating it through bittul, because that doesn't require any language of hafara. We begin the 11th perek, Mishnah Aleph. By way of introduction, we mentioned a little bit, but we'll review the idea of inui nefesh, that the types of nedarim that a husband has the right to annul are only where it relates to some type of suffering on her part, that she took a neder, like not to eat or not to drink or the like. So the pasuk says, kol neder v'chol shvuas isar le'anos nefesh ishayi kimeru ishayi feirenu. So that is, and therefore, that's certainly midoraisa. Yet the chachamim added on, because since it says in parashas nedarim, it says bein ish l'ishto. What's bein ish l'ishto come to include? Comes to include a nedarim she takes upon herself that have something to do and affects their relationship, even if it's not suffering, if it's not inu nefesh, which what we call devarim beino levena, nedarim that cause some type of animosity between a husband and wife. She takes a neder, and we'll see the difference. We'll talk about food that may be inu nefesh. Talk about she's not going to shower, not going to bathe. That may be inu nefesh. That may be beino levena. And there's a difference between these two things. Why? Because when it comes to inui nefesh, when the husband annuls the neder, he annuls the neder bein la'atzmo, bein la'acher, which means the nedarim are completely annulled. And even if she is divorced and marries someone else, the neder no longer exists regarding even her new husband. But a neder that's beino leveina, that's not inui nefesh, not suffering, but just about their relationship, that when he's made from the neder, it's only for them, for their relationship. She gets divorced and marries someone else, so the hafar of the original husband is ineffective regarding the new husband, and she's still usher in that which she took a neder on a long time ago. What nedarim can a father be mefir? So the Sifri learns from the fact that it says bein ish l'ishto vein av levito, that a father is similar to the husband, and a father also can only annul nedarim of his daughter that are related to inui nefesh or beino levina, suffering that she takes upon herself, or something that has to do with the father-daughter relationship. And most Rishonim hold that way, but the Rambam disagrees. Rambam believes in Hilchos Nedarim Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph that a father can be made for all types of nedarim that his daughter takes upon herself. We're going to explain the Mishnayos based on the assumption that the husband is being made from the neder. This way we don't have to get into that discussion at all. Says the Mishnah, beginning of Perek Yud Aleph, the last Perek, Ve'ilu Nedarim Shehu Mefer. These are the Nedarim that a husband can be made for, and Shavuos, by the way, are included. And this is how far is going to help bein la'atzma, bein la'acherim, of devarim sheyesh bahem inui nefesh, related to a neder or shvua that has to do with her taking suffering upon herself. What are examples of that? Im erchatz, im lo erchatz. I take it as she says, let's say she takes the neder, I'm going to prohibit a rechitza upon myself. If what? What's imerchatz and lo erchatz? Meaning, hanas rechitza asura alai, la'olam imerchatz hayam. If I wash myself today, if I bathe myself today, then I'm not going to be able, I prohibit bathing upon myself forever. Or she takes a shvua that she's not going to wash. Or let's say in eskashet, the im lo eskashet, I will adorn myself, I will not adorn myself, meaning hana of adorning myself with cosmetics, whatever it may be, is going to be usher to me if I adorn myself today. So that's the imlo eskashet, or she took neder, or shvua, I'm not going to adore myself. These are examples of nidre inui nefesh, that the husband can be made for them, and it's hafara gemura, and it will be effective even for a new marriage, even if they get divorced. Amar Rabbi Yossi, ein elu nidre inui nefesh. I disagree. A woman who prohibits upon herself rechitza, washing, bathing, or kishur, or adorning herself with cosmetics, these are not inui nefesh, and the husband cannot be made for them a hafara gemura. That's going to help not only for this relationship, but for your further relationships. These are beino leveina, and the husband therefore can annul them, but annul them only for their relationship. And we'll see in the future Mishnayos what Rabbi Yossi agrees, what everyone agrees, would be inui nefesh, suffering. We'll see it's related primarily to eating and drinking.